You shall not take the Lord your God's name in vain. In our modern society, I don't need to say this, you already know, taking the Lord's name in vain has become sadly commonplace, right? We use it as an expression to show surprise. Most people don't even realize they're saying it, right? The phrase, oh my God, is thrown around so freely, not even realizing it's actually invoking God in vain, though. Even worse, people will say Christ's name explicitly when expressing disgust or fear or surprise, but never actually in reference to needing his help. Furthermore, inappropriate humor is another example of bad speech that needs to be sifted. We often forget that the very mouth that we speak from is the same mouth that we will receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. We must keep our language pure. Cursing, too, can cause scandal to those around us. You know, whenever I go to a WVU sporting event, people always start randomly apologizing to me. Why? Because they are cursing. And then they see a priest. And all of a sudden, they feel bad. Now, what I want to tell them is that they shouldn't apologize to me, but to our Lord. Now, if we struggle with any of these sins I've just mentioned, well, that can be part of our Lenten discipline, to focus on purifying, on sifting our words. A good rule of thumb is if you can't imagine the Blessed Mother saying those words, well, you probably shouldn't be saying them either. We must stand out to the culture around us by the way we carry ourselves, and that especially includes our speech.